This is Sydney.
And I'm Cher. Welcome to our challenge check-in.
Cher said I needed to keep it reverent since it's still Easter week.
Cher's always the buzzkill. That's what I'm here for. That's what my students said also.
Yes, well, it's probably the right decision. So thank you for the good guidance. I'll save the jokes for another time. We are going to jump right into our check-in of our challenge. And our challenge was to do spiritual work to prepare for Easter. And that could have been reading a talk or reading our scripture or doing something that would bring in the spirit of Easter. Do you want to go first with what you did?
Yeah, for sure. So I did two things. The first one, I've been following along like what happened on Sunday. So Palm Sunday, going through all the days. And then the second thing is I did text Easter to the number 71234. I've been getting the messages. And they've been really good. So that's what I've been doing.
I love it. I also did text, but I was going to read one of them because I loved it so much. So one of the texts I received was, because Jesus Christ broke the bands of sin and death, he can help you break free from whatever is holding you back. With him, you can face your fears, battle addictions, conquer doubt, and leave bad habits behind. Today, ask God in prayer to help you break free from the things that bind you. Then trust that he will walk with you as you work toward your goals. I especially loved that one coming through with a whole lot of text regarding other things. When I saw that one, I honestly felt so much peace. My favorite thing that happened was we stumbled upon it kind of. On Sunday, Iana and I snuggle together and we watch a 30-minute cartoon from Bible Stories on the resurrection. And it was too cheesy for the boys, but she and I sat together and it filled our whole home with such a beautiful spirit. She asked so many questions and Ben and I answered all of her questions together and we pulled out the scriptures and it just brought a beautiful spirit into our home. It was my favorite.
That's awesome.
That was nice.
Yeah, that's really cool that you got to do that.
And now, a special message from Cher.
21 years ago this month, my uncle passed away. He was like my second father. In the wake of his passing, one memory etched itself into my mind with absolute clarity. I recall vividly the scene of a young me jumping out of our truck and racing across the lawn into my uncle's outstretched arms. His tall, slender frame scooped me up and gave me a big bear hug. He gently placed me back on solid ground. He took my hand, leading me on yet another adventure. That moment, frozen in time, became a beacon of hope for the future. As I grappled with loss, my thoughts would turn to the promise of eternity and my beloved Savior. Would I run into the arms of my Savior with the same abandon? Would he guide me with the same gentle hand leading me through my eternal home? Or would I fall at his feet and, as Mary once did, reply softly, Rabboni, meaning my beloved Master? These questions, born of grief, led me to contemplate the deeper meaning of resurrection, eternity, and redemption. On a Thursday, over two millennia ago, our Savior partook in the solemn observance of Passover, introducing the sacrament as a symbol of his atoning sacrifice. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he bore the weight of our transgressions upon his shoulders. Beginning in the early morning hours of Friday, our Lord was betrayed, condemned, and crucified. But on Sunday, the dawn of a new era emerged. Through his divine submission, he paved the way for our redemption. Our Lord, triumphant over death, rose from the grave. As President Gordon B. Hinckley stated, of all the victories in human history, none is so great, none so universal in its effect, none so everlasting in its consequences as the victory of the crucified Lord who came forth in the resurrection that first Easter morning. In the wake of his triumph, may we find solace and strength. Through his sacrifice, we are granted the gift of hope, even in life's darkest moments. As we contemplate the significance of Easter, may we be reminded of the enduring love and boundless grace extended to us by our Savior. And just as I long to run into the arms of my uncle once more, may we all find comfort and hope in our promised reunion and divine embrace from our Savior, our beloved Master. This is our prayer.
From Sydney and Cher.